We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous, Phil. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Not great. Not great.
Not bad.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Good morning, this is K-Rock.
They're never super delicious.
Like, there's never been an energy drink that tastes good, in my opinion, ever.
Trying to think of one. There's a couple that aren't too bad, but now I can't think of them off the top of my head.
They just always have, like, a medicine flavor to me for some reason.
That's the problem with them, is that they've all got some type of little bit of a something to it.
Because they're so jam-packed of just fake vitamins and whatever is in that. Ugh.
And if it doesn't, it'll have maybe like that fake sugar kind of taste to it.
Yeah, that's what that is.
Because if it doesn't have the medicine flavors. Yeah, I was going to say, if it doesn't have that, then they usually has one or the other.
You're all giving me your requests. Alani New Cherry Slush.
I don't know. Those aren't even words.
Monster Lemonade. Monster Sugar Free aren't bad.
No, they still have that little bit of, like, that taste to it.
Yeah, I'm not used to drinking them. Those of you that drink them all the time, you can handle it. I just don't like that flavor.
Yeah.
I went in my bag to get a 5-hour this morning, and I'm all out, so I had to go to the vending machine and get one of these Celsius's.
Now he's going to be all riled up, guys.
I don't know, like, I realized that it has the exact caffeine that my little 5-hour energy shots does.
Those and have 200 milligrams of whatever in them?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That has 200 milligrams of caffeine, which is the same as a large coffee, it says.
It's got a bunch of other stuff in them, too. Celsius.
Yeah. Celsius. This is the tropical punch one or the tropical whatever one.
I was looking at them yesterday because we had them at that meeting.
Yeah.
And then it was at the gas station yesterday, and the gas station I go to had just gotten a bunch of them in, and they put them in the place of something that I usually get. And I was just reading the flavors. One of them was like mandarin marshmallow.
Yeah. They're really reaching. They're reaching.
What? How about just, like, Kool-Aid flavor? A Kool-Aid flavor energy
drink?
Well,
it seems like the issue with beverages is they've got to keep releasing new flavors just to keep interest up.
Yeah.
And we're out of flavors.
No, there's no more flavors.
There's no more flavors.
No. Yeah.
If we've gotten to mango marshmallow or whatever, right, we're out of flavors.
Yeah. Bang does that, too.
Well, they've got to keep you interested. Yeah. Monster does it. Everybody does it. Just keep you interested.
They're all nuts. Yeah.
I'll get that down just because I like a little kick of energy in the morning, but...
Right.
I had one at the meeting Cody's talking about last week. They had them on the table, and I was like, I'll try one of these Celsius lemon limes.
That was hilarious.
Why? Because I was gacked up?
Yes.
I felt a little gacked up.
He was all over the place.
I was all over the place. I was running and kicking in the hallways, and to quote Amy, who works out here, it feels like you got a rocket up your ass. It definitely does.
Yeah. No, he was, you know, when you... that the reason you have kids and you're like, he cannot have sugar. He just he can't. He's
that's cousin
go
Jay
nuts.
When he was a kid. We couldn't give him sugar.
That was you.
Yeah.
Just don't give him that.
I was punching and kicking the air.
He's running around, coming over to the production room to okay. So, I don't need anything. Yeah. I just gotta come over here.
I gotta walk
for a minute and say to do a little run around.
And then you're like, you're gonna crash a little later, and I go, okay, maybe I will. And he was right, I did.
Yeah, that's the only problem with pretty much all of
them. I don't mind crashing. I got nothing going on today.
And it's just a weird feeling when it wears off. It's like coffee, though.
Yeah.
Kind of comes down because those 5 hours don't give you those.
No, there's never a crash.
No, there's no come down off them. But.
No. Yeah, this thing, though, and it could have just been a Friday afternoon crash because I remember I was like, I'm going to sleep for 5 minutes before the house party. And I was just like, out. I woke back up.
No, that's usually it. Ugh. I hate that.
But I guess of all of them, the Celsius has been I've liked it the most.
And that's good because it's got nothing in it. Like, what is it, sugar-free and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm. Does have that medicine, like the vitamin flavor. Like, yeah. We just melted a bunch of vitamins down and put them in here. Okay.
But vitamins are what your body craves.
What my body craves, guys.
Your body craves it.
315-364-109-KROQ. Text line. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Thursday, that means Cocoa Puffs tonight. Hi. Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Am I going to do that?
Tell you all about that. Twitch is always on in the mornings. I don't know the music. I don't. Not a real band. Good morning. It's K-Rock.
Nope.
We're talking about the young kids' music because Kid Laroi's tour bus is parked across the street. He was in town last night. Yeah, that's got to be him.
Now, none of the things that you said are real things. Sorry, man.
And Cody was like, hey, what is Kid Laroi? What does he do? And I go, I only know that Justin Bieber collab he did. I don't know what the young kids are into when it comes to music. And I was saying that I'm putting together like a playlist for my nieces. All three of them are having a super birthday party, and I said I'd play the music there. But I told them they got to come up with the music because I don't know anything that anybody under 20 listens to. I don't know what you people listen to.
No, just DJ it like it's a house party. Start with some.
They won't know any of my
Prince.
Old man music.
do a little yacht rock.
Yeah, oh, I'd love it, dude. If I was picking my music. Huh? And I DJ'd it like a house party. They're going to get a whole mix of emo, yacht rock, slow jams, baby makers. No, whenever I do these, what?
All right, get out on the floor. We're going to play some baby making music.
Who's looking to make some babies? No.
We're 15.
The last time I did this, and by this I mean DJ for like young kids.
Yeah.
I did it. So Kyle, who owns Timeless. Mm-hmm. Said, I'll give you a free tattoo if you DJ my kids' party. It's just trade. I was like, yeah, I'll DJ that. You're going to give me a tattoo? Fine.
Perfect.
That's an even trade for me.
Yeah.
So I went and I DJed. It was fine. It was his daughter's. She was still in high school at the time. So it was, I mean, it was like 10 years ago now, but. And I'm on the stage and I put a little notepad out for requests. I was like, whatever you guys want to request, just write it on this pad and I'll play it. I didn't know a single request. Thank God they were like in the library of Tidal or Spotify because I could just type it in and it'd come up.
Yeah.
But it'd be like, can you play Lil Scat Beep Beep? And I go, I don't know.
Lil Scat Beep Beep.
I don't know who Lil Scat is. Nah, but play it. Nah, you got to play Beep Beep the remix though. And I go, I don't, guys.
I only have the original. I don't have the remix.
It's just a night of that. So I expect a lot of that at the 18, 16, 13-year-old's birthday party, the combo party.
Yeah.
Can you play Big Jazz in the 5-10s? What?
Who? I like a little scat beep.
Little scat the beep beep. Can you play a little scat's beep beep? But I need him. Find the DJ Khaled remix, though. Okay.
Can you play Brian Setzer Orchestra?
That'd be me. That would have been me at the birthday party. Do you have any Big Bad Voodoo Daddy? I wore my zoot suit.
13-year-old comes sauntering over. Can you play Cherry Poppin' Daddies?
I'd hang with that kid. That kid and I are on the same page then.
Oh, I'm just going to go stand in the corner. I don't really want to listen or anything.
Do you have any squirrel nut zippers? I do, bud. What's your name? Hang here. Thug Love? Can you play Thug Love?
You got Thug Love?
Do you got Thug Love? Can I hear Thug Love?
Can you play Thug Love, though?
Oh, man. Oopie said, back when I was doing DJ gigs, people would come up with CDs and ask if I could play a song. They brought their CD to the party? Here you go. That used to be the day, though. Rick Deuda used to DJ all of our work stuff, and he'd roll in with big carts of CDs.
Yep.
Man. And that was it.
Yeah.
You weren't making requests.
Nope. I'm just remembering those days.
Of what, the CDs?
Yeah, people had CD books for that stuff.
You had to. You had all the wedding hits.
Yep.
And if you made a request and it wasn't in that CD book.
Nothing you could do.
Sorry.
Nothing you could do.
It doesn't exist. It's not in the air like every song is now.
Yeah. No, that's what we had to do for WNYO. For our own shows.
Oh, our shifts. Yeah, we had to bring our own CDs.
Yeah, you had to bring your own CDs or you had to go through the wall.
Yeah.
Old school
style.
That's
what I did.
And pick out songs, man.
I'm not good at prep, so I wouldn't prep the show. I would just show up. And I realized the more I talked, the less songs I had to pick. So then I would just end up talking for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Because I didn't bring any songs to play. It would have been the same Harvey Danger or Cake songs over and over again. So
see, I would grab randos off of that wall that were in, you know, the genre or whatever. Yeah. And if I hadn't heard of them, I would just play them. And if I didn't like it, I would stop it.
You'd be like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Right in the middle of the song. I'd be like, nope. That's terrible. Did
Did you have like the three commercials that you had to play too?
Yep.
Like we only at one. We only had like three. One was like a PSA. One was like something on campus. It was never like real advertisers, but it was like, all right, I'll be right back into these commercial breaks, and then you played the same three commercials. Off of CDs when I was there.
I used to, and he worked here for a little while. I don't know if you ever crossed over with him, but the guy in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Was the most cookie cutter, clean cut, fake smile thing you could possibly do. And I used to, for like 20 minutes, I would just play PSAs and make fun of them.
At NYO or here?
Yeah, no, WNYO. Yeah, and he'd be like, you can't do that. You just can't do that.
Well, there were like, always those kids.
I was like, it's college radio. Yeah. He was like, if you're going to do that stuff, you're going to have to play a disclaimer at the start of your show that says that. We do not have anything to do. We don't support what you're doing.
And yeah, I was like, I know, dude.
What? So I did. I had to play a disclaimer at the beginning of my show that said that WNYO, this is not representative of what they do or their thoughts. And
Like, awesome.
This is so weird.
That's awesome.
College
because
radio.
College media people are always so uptight because they've never done it in the real world.
Yeah.
They only know what they've been told. And a lot of times, like, their professors haven't really done it in the real world either. So the professors take it very seriously. They're like, you need to do this and this and this. And I guess it's great if you want to get out and do, like, serious broadcasting, if that's even a thing. But there was always, like, the senior who took it way too serious.
Yeah.
No, I'm the general manager. Yes. Oh, okay.
Oh, God, yeah.
Sure you are.
At every meeting we have, I'm the GM.
Yeah, you're like, oh, okay.
It's like, oh, man.
All right.
And even funnier is that I did that, the college radio, every semester, mm-hmm. the entire time I was there. And the guy in charge, not, you know, the student, but, you know, like, they had to be an actual
adult. Advisor, yeah.
It was my advisor.
Yeah.
Right? Still, that was the guy that still, in meetings, had no idea what my name was when I was going for, I had to take a class with him.
Yeah,
he was WNYO guy. For 4 years, even into the senior year, when I went to you know, the wrap up.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, and your name is?
Yeah.
And I literally was like, dude,
that's one of my biggest pet peeves.
I went, dude, I was in your class. You were the advisor for WNYO.
Yeah.
I've been here for 4 years. You don't know my name?
Yeah, you've got to make an effort to learn someone's name.
Yep.
I hate when people don't learn your name and then they just like act like it's beneath them.
Yes. And I get that there's a lot of kids, but.
Sure, but you've had a 4-year relationship with this person.
Your advisor should know your name.
They can meet your name.
Yeah. Oh, God, it used to bother me so much. Every single time, hi, and mm-hmm. you are?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm so-and-so, and you? What?
Anyways, this is Josh and Jeffy in the morning. We're here live. Isn't that it? Is it Jeff Lee? Jeff Leaney?
Corey, right?
Is it Corey?
Yeah.
Leafy?
Yep.
Josh and Corey here in the morning. You are listening to K-Rock.
I used to say I would answer to Corey.
Carrie? Carrie,
yes.
Carrie, C-A-R-Y? Okay.
Carrie Lesby.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Carrie Lesbian is here.
Yes.
And I am here.
Hey.
Need to Google that. Man accused of stealing Dumbo in 2021. Is that a dog that he stole?
Oh, yeah. He
The dog was named Dumbo?
Yeah. He went on like a breaking and entering spree.
Uh-huh.
And he stole a dog from the SPCA here. And that was the dog. Because
is Dumbo okay?
No, he's perfectly. The guy just wanted a puppy.
Oh, okay.
So it was almost just like, what? I just wanted a dog. I was like, well, you can have one, but you have to go through some steps. You could have probably had the dog.
I
think you have to have a house.
Today is National Puppy Day, by the way.
See, there you go. There you go.
Go adopt a rescue today. Obviously, we don't support the puppy mills. Don't be going and looking for puppies. But if you happen to find a natural puppy.
Luckily, those are starting to.
Yeah, those are becoming illegal all over, right?
Yeah.
They are going
away. A couple of them are, you got to get those places that, you know, like the pet stores that sell them.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting a little bit more cracked down on. I don't think they can sell.
Yeah.
They have to sell them from somewhere or whatever the new rules are, at least in New York.
In New York. But, and that's a good rule. I mean, we want to make sure people are all natural, couple of lovebird dogs. Catch each other's eyes, hump a little bit behind a dumpster, and then the puppy comes out, just like nature intended.
That's how
I don't know.
I don't know. What do they do behind the dumpster?
They do, I'll show you the graphs later on today.
Cool.
Okay?
I'll Google it.
I love Chevy. Two of my favorite cars ever were Chevys. My Chevy, celebrity station wagon.
Okay.
And my Chevy Cavalier in college.
Okay.
Loved them both. They served me well. Chevy Cavalier had a real bad tensioner pulley problem, but otherwise, great little cars. Well, Chevy has discontinued the Chevy Camaro, which doesn't affect me because I never had like a nice Chevy. I always had like used dumpy Chevys, but muscle car fans are bummed because General Motors has killed off the Chevy Camaro. They announced they are discontinuing it after the 2024 model because sales have dropped. I wonder why.
That's just weird, though. I mean, you know, that's a weird thing. Like, nope. Discontinuing the entire car, you just say, we're not going to make them for a little while.
Yeah, and then we'll bring it back.
They're gone.
Because didn't it go away for a while and they brought it back?
Yeah, because they're not gone.
Uh-huh.
But, well, that's what you get.
It sounds like the original
$50,000
Camaro came out in 1966. It's been around for almost 60 years.
Yeah.
And this isn't the first time they stopped making them. They hit pause for a while in 2003. Yeah, they came back in 2010. So there you go.
Yeah, they're just going to wait a little while for people to be like, man, I want a Camaro, and then they'll bring them back.
Now, people are speculating they might relaunch it as an electric vehicle because they wrote, this is not the end of the Camaro. Oh, Jesus, here comes that Celsius. This is not the end of the Camaro story, is what they put in the press release. So
But see, I don't know. Stop acting like it's a human.
You're like, oh, we can't mourn the loss of the Chevy Camaro.
Yeah, it is not the end of the Camaro story. Good, no one cares.
Yeah.
No one's reading that book.
I mean, the Chevy Camaro is cool, but there's so many
I like them.
Other cars that I wish were back, like that I could still buy. I've told you time and time again, I wish I could buy a station wagon. I love a station wagon.
Just one of those big wooded panel looking.
Yeah, like the old family truckster. I love a big ass station wagon. Can't buy those anymore.
I bet you can find one somewhere.
Yeah, they're not safe.
I was going to say for like a grand behind somebody's shed.
Those things are hard to find.
Yeah, I got a couple. You want to buy one?
And I was thinking the other day about remember back when like our parents would get a car and that back seat would have those ashtrays in it?
Yeah.
And obviously we weren't smoking cigarettes. So we would just stuff those ashtrays full of gum and wrappers,
yeah,
and
man,
whatever was in our life went in that ashtray.
I do remember those.
Those little ashtrays were just the black hole of the car.
Yeah. That's wicked funny that they were like, we have to make ashtrays back here because people in the back seat are going to need to be smoking.
They're going to be smoking, so they need somewhere to ash a little bit, and we were just kids.
Right?
We were like, yeah, I'm putting my gumball stuff back in here.
Put it right on the door.
Mm-hmm.
Nice glass ashtray right on the door handle.
Those are things we don't got anymore. We don't have those fancy ashtrays.
No.
The old Caprice wagons had the rear-facing seat, Twitch says. Yeah, I remember the station wagons with the backward seat.
Yeah.
I rode in that many a days. You put your life on the line.
One of those little mini, well, the trucks used to have the mini seat.
Oh, the little jump seat behind them?
That was the worst.
You rode in that?
I remember that. My dad had one of those trucks for just a little bit.
It's barely a seat.
And then I feel like he had it for a week before he went and got the one that he had forever.
He got rid of that? He didn't like the...
Because it was like, this is, you need a back seat, man.
Not
like,
back then, you didn't.
You got, but he did.
Because he had kids, yeah.
He had me, and I had a stepsister. It was like, you do. There's four of us.
What a dad move. You didn't buy a truck with enough seats, right? Frank.
And then he went and he got the...
Gotcha.
Real quick.
Gotcha.
Got like triple the size.
Boxcar says Dodge is doing the same with the Challenger. They're discontinuing the Challenger?
Hmm.
Well, if you're a muscle car fan, get them now, man. Don't wait, I guess. Good morning, Wayne Mahar.
Good morning.
Wayne Mahar heading to a hockey tournament where he is going to play some hockey, Wayne. Do you got to get your stretches in? Do you got to get warmed up here? Are you just going to go in and hope for the best, sir?
That's pretty much the way it is, hoping for the best.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mean this rudely, but is it like a hockey tournament for older gentlemen like yourself, or are there going to be like 18-year-old kids there skating around?
No, this is an adult hockey tournament, so it's 50 and up.
Oh, okay, that's good then. Well, then you're going to outshine all of them. Come on now.
Well, I don't know about that.
You're the healthiest over 50-year-old I've ever met in my life, so I think you're going to be just fine, Wayne. I think.
Well, thanks. I'm still not sure about that, but I appreciate it.
I love it. So Wayne's had no hockey tournament. Why are we in New York City this morning over your shoulder, sir?
Well, first of all, this isn't New York City.
Oh, it's not?
A lot of big buildings. Hmm. So, again, big, tall buildings, lots of them. Looks like New York City, but this is actually L.A., Los Angeles.
All
now,
right.
The reason for that, I think we've all heard, We've been talking about this for months now, how bad the weather is out on the West Coast. Well, yesterday, with yet another storm working into the to California, they actually had 11 o'clock yesterday morning. They had a weak tornado, an EF1 tornado that briefly touched down near Los Angeles yesterday morning. This is a live shot of downtown L.A. Okay, this is L.A. right now, live shot. But yesterday morning, they had an EF1 tornado touch down in a metro L.A. Two injuries, ripped the roof off a couple of buildings.
Holy cow.
Winds 100, 110 miles an hour. And that was the first tornado they had had in metro L.A. since 1983.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
So what about the weather making its way here, Wayne? Is that hitting us today? When are we going to see that?
We're going to see some wet weather. We're not going to see anything like that, okay? But, again, that's just as we've talked about for weeks now. Mm-hmm. All that bad weather out west eventually works its way over the Rockies, transforms into energy, smaller storms, or even sometimes bigger storms, and we get parts of it. That's the pattern we're in. About every other day, we're going to get some unsettledness. But the overall temperatures are milder, so generally speaking, most of this is going to be rain. Today, keep the umbrella and the raincoat handy. Mostly cloudy today, still fairly mild, off and on rain showers. High today in the mid-50s. Tonight, showers taper off, low to mid-30s. Tomorrow, I think we break out of the clouds and see a little sunshine developing. So we dry it out tomorrow, but it's going to be a little cooler, lower 40s tomorrow. And then for the weekend, we start out wet again Saturday. Saturday looks like it's going to be a wet day. Could even be a little wintry mixed showers early on, but mostly rain. High on Saturday, 43. Sunday, we turn it around again. Bring back some drier weather, a little sun developing during the day Sunday, mid-40s. So it's one day on, one day off. But today and Saturday, you want to keep the raincoat and the umbrella with you.
All right, Wayne, well, safe travels to your hockey tournament. We'll check in on Monday, sir.
Hey, thanks. Have a good rest of the week.
All right, Wayne Mahar giving us the updates just before 7 a.m. So like you heard, some rain headed our way, but you can be indoors tomorrow at the Wildcat Sports Pub CNY Brewfest presented by DWI Team. Be inside the Horticulture Building tomorrow and drink some beers with us. Well, okay? I mean, wait, Saturday. Not tomorrow.
You can.
Tomorrow night's the VIP thing. Yeah, but I mean, Saturday when he said rain is going to be happening as well, we will be indoors. And you can be indoors with us, CNYBrewFest.com for more information. Get involved. Of course, we'll see you on Saturday morning and Saturday, all day Saturday. And if you'd come play our Stein hoisting game, which Cody and I will demonstrate here in about a half an hour, you can get registered to win, no purchase necessary, a pair of tickets to see Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Like, we have to have something.
What?
Laid down. Like,
you're very worried.
I'm just like, I just can't think of, all right, so we're going to feed people as much beer as they want.
Yeah.
And then we're going to hand them this.
That's why I bought two.
Several pounds heavy glass.
Do the Stein hoisting competition.
And what we're going to have you do.
You're very worried, but I don't.
Hold it. No, no.
You got a backup.
Worried so much. It's just going to be funny when they're like, oh, I can't.
And they drop it. Yeah. Well, if that happens, I guess the contest is over. What am I going to tell you? We got two. We have a backup one, and that's it. When they're done, they're done. So stop by and see us at our booth. You're going to hate this story. It's going to give you full body shakes.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you about Rick and his friends. Rick of Florida, Rick Rodriguez, Big Rick, down there in Florida.
Big Rick.
Him and his buddies are like, let's go for a sail on my sailboat.
No.
The Rain Dancer.
I already don't like this.
So they did.
That's stupid in its own right.
They head out on the ocean in their sailboat.
Exactly. Why are you going on the ocean?
And they're just sitting on the boat enjoying some pizza. Now, they were setting off to make a giant journey in the ocean. Like, they were going to make a trip to French Polynesia.
I don't like this.
But about 10 days ago.
I don't like this.
They're sitting on the boat. They're eating their pizza. When suddenly, and remember, they're out in the middle of the ocean now. When suddenly the back of their boat lifted into the air and the impact broke the propeller and fiberglass around the boat, they suddenly realized a whale had shot up and tried to flip their boat and almost did. Something broke. They immediately looked at the side, saw a bleeding whale swim away. The sailboat sank in 15 minutes and the four friends stayed on a life raft in the ocean for 10 hours. I told you you'd hate this story. I told you you'd hate this story. And it just goes to show, man, when a whale wants you to kill you, it can kill you.
I just like that that whale was like, what are you doing? Uh-uh. And just did a whale thing.
Just did a whale thing. But then like, I don't know what you are, but I'm going to flip it.
But then it's like, oh, man, what the hell was that?
Yeah, I've been watching.
Got him.
Like, I've been watching Megalodon videos lately.
Why?
I don't know why, but because they're not real, but I want them to be real.
That's what I was going
to
say. Because they're not real videos.
I know, like, they're completely computer animated, but we've gotten to the point now where computer animation looks real. So it's like these giant Megalodon shark videos, like, biting battleships in half, and I don't know why I like it.
They were biting battleships in
half? Yeah, they're that big. And then, like, in the video I watched, it was like a first person, so it was almost like the guy fell off the battleship, and then he turns his head in the water, and there's the Megalodon coming for him, and then he's dead. And it kind of gave me a little piece.
That's terrifying, my God.
When the Megalodon ate him, it just went to total blackness. And I go, oh, I guess when a Megalodon eats me, I guess it's going to be quick. That's something to look forward to, I guess.
I would imagine.
As long as if it's that big of a...
Unless he just, like, swallows you whole.
Then I got to live in his belly.
Then you're like, what's that?
Mm-hmm.
What was the whale? Maestro?
Moby Dick?
No, the one that ate Pinocchio.
Oh, I don't know that one.
I think it was Maestro.
I don't know that one.
But, yeah, that's what happens, man.
Mm-hmm.
You can eat by a whale. You have to live there.
And that's what I don't want to do. I don't want to live in a stomach. If it's the Megalodon that's going to kill me, just kill me quick.
Yeah, you would
then
hope,
it's over.
You would hope it just bites you right in half. But if they're that big, it wouldn't. I don't know if it would bite you in half. I bet that would hurt like a son of a bitch.
Wouldn't I drown?
You're being
because
impaled.
It'd be full of water?
That, too. But, and it's all like acids and stuff.
Yeah, so
I'd imagine it's the worst possible death.
If I made it to a Megalodon stomach, I wouldn't live long because I'd either run out of air, I'd drown.
Oh, man, that's, I can't even.
Or it would start to digest me. I just hope it's over quick.
Oh, I can't. Oh, it's giving me the willies and the shakes thinking about being kind of alive after being impaled a little bit on giant shark teeth.
Yeah, that's the other
thing. Now you're still alive, but it's pitch black and you're in its gut.
Dude, and I learned a fact last night that I wish I had not learned. You know I'm a hypochondriac. I'm always worried about things. I learned last night that sometimes you can get rabies and not even know you got it. And then you die a year later. Like, what? I should have never learned that information.
Yeah, but if you could definitely think back to situations where you would have.
No, because they said that there's bats
that
have teeth that are so minuscule you don't even feel the bite. So if you're asleep and a bat comes in your house and bites you,
and then,
you don't know. And then you go on about your business, and a year later your brain becomes mush because you got rabies.
I guarantee you that has not happened to you.
As I was learning that fact last night, it was like my brain split into two. My brain was like, wow, this is fascinating. But the other half of my brain is like, you shouldn't have heard this. You of all people should not have heard this little factoid.
I guarantee you that has not happened anywhere within 1,000 miles or within like.
But if it's going to happen to somebody, it's going to happen to me.
But that's never happened to you though. So why?
Not yet. Or what if it has? And I got rabies in me right now.
Is there a bat in your house?
I wouldn't know.
You would definitely know if there's a bat in your house.
You know, because maybe it flew in, bit me,
and then flew right back out the same way.
Or bit somebody in my family and flew right back out. And its teeth are so tiny that who knew? Oh, Data says, don't fall asleep by your fires. I didn't even think about that.
Oh, my God.
If I fall asleep outside, then I'm definitely getting batted.
You can't think about anything that way because every single thing. You can't drive your car then because you could crash and die. You can't walk into work because something could fall out of an airplane and kill you. You can't leave work because something could drive through off the road and hit you. You can't walk to your front door because something might fly out of the sky and hit
he's
you.
Right.
See what I'm saying? So you can't live like that.
I know, and
crazy.
I try not to, but now that
especially
I know.
Especially not with a random bat that you might fly.
Especially with rabies. Rabies has a 0% survival rate. You die. If you get rabies to the point where you're showing symptoms, you're dead. You get hydrophobia and you die. And that's a part of my brain I wish I didn't know existed now. You know?
I can't help you.
You know?
I can't help you with the fear of thinking you're going to get rabies. The disease that's cured.
Yeah, it is if you catch it in time. But if a bat has bitten me and I didn't know about it, and then I just wake up afraid of water one day, I go, oh, man, I got rabies. You know? There's no time to prepare by then.
No, Twitch, this is not intrusive thoughts. This is a different level of crazy.
Yeah, this is crazy that I can't explain. I don't know why I'm like this. I don't have answers.
That's not intrusive thoughts. This is a whole other level.
Like that time that raccoon or possum or whatever scared me by my garbage bins, if that was rabid, I would have immediately gone to urgent care and be like, I think I got, because you're supposed to go no matter what. Just go and say, hey, I got bit by something. Go and get your shots. So I would just go and be like, hey, I got in a fight with a possum by my garbage bins, and they'd be like, all right, let's give you the rabies shots. But what if it snuck in my house? I mean, a possum, I would know if it bit me.
I was gonna say, you would know, I'd know if a random raccoon.
I would know that.
Opened your door,
snuck
in, unannounced or unbeknownst to Freddy.
Yeah.
Managed to climb up onto your bed, slowly just give you, because it can't bite you, it'll just give you a little scratch, just like a.
Yeah.
And then slowly slinked back off the bed, out the door, closed the door behind himself, vanished into the woods forever, never to be seen again.
And when I heard that rabies stat yet last night, I thought back to when we had the rabies in our house when we were kids. We're all lucky to be alive.
What rabies did you have in the house?
Well, the bat that was flying around the house, and then we let it out. You remember that story?
But they don't all have, not all bats have rabies.
No, my bat would.
Not all raccoons have them either.
And mine would. I know mine would.
Oh, man.
It'd be the most rabid. It'd
be the most rabid bat alive.
They'd take it in and be like, holy cow, this is the most rabid bat we've ever seen. Hopefully he didn't bite you. And I would say, I don't know if it bit me.
I can't tell because his teeth are too sharp and tiny.
Paige says, I feel like this conversation my brother and I had it when we were 8 and 10. That's what this show is.
Yeah.
It's a couple of little boys just talking about things they learned about.
Yep, and then he's going to fart in a little bit.
We have to play our game. Cody Mack, here's how it's going to go.
Oh, yeah.
315-364-109. K-Rock text line. Text your name and the word Brewfest. So you pop up to the top of my search right now. And Cody and I are going to play for one of you. Cody will have a contestant. I will have a contestant. And today we're doing the Stein hoisting.
Oh, boy.
Which is what we will be doing at our booth. One of our many games. We've got a lot of games. You got to come check us out. Wildcat Sports Pub CNY Brewfest presented by the DWI team happening Friday night and then all day Saturday. Obviously, you can get tickets. Still just a few available at Branching Out Bottle Shop, the Wildcat, a bunch of different places. Go to CNYBrewFest.com. You can buy them right online. Have them sent right to your phone. Okay? If you come over and see us at our booth, all you've got to do is hoist a stein for a determined amount of time. We're going to determine that time right now. If you can hold it in the air longer than whatever, minute, what? 2 minutes.
I just assumed it was whoever held it the longest.
No, we're not doing that because I looked up the world records and we could be there for a while. So
No, I meant like the first contestant holds it for 30 seconds. So now that's the time to beat.
Sure. So everybody's got, if you come and you hold it for a certain amount of time, that means you get an entry into the raffle. Gotcha. No purchase necessary. Go to krock.com for that. But Cody and I will try it right now. Have you ever done a stein hoisting competition?
No.
You just hold it straight out.
This way?
Straight out.
Okay.
Yep. And when your arm starts to give way, you call it. I don't know how long we can do this. I haven't done this in years.
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever done a...
So here's your stein. I put a little water in it.
These are heavy.
They're heavy, yeah.
All right.
I'm going to cue up the music. Let me see who we're playing for right now. I am going to say...
Oh, my God. Give me the top one.
Teresa?
I'm going to play with Teresa.
Teresa with the last two in her phone number, 78.
I'm playing with Teresa.
Cody is your guy. And then I will play for Matthew with the last numbers 27.
Gotcha.
Josh is your guy. All right. Whoever can hold the hoist for the longest amount of time will win for their contestant on the text line. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let me cue up the music. 3, 2, 1, hoist. All right.
Oh, my God. It's been like 5 seconds, and I already want to put it down.
Is your arm already burning?
No, but it's just from seeing how heavy it is,
mind
I know that when
matter.
It gets there.
Mind over matter.
Don't worry, Teresa. I'm going to hold this time for you as long as I can.
We will be doing this at our K-Rock booth over at the CNY Brewfest this weekend. All right. Arm is starting to get a little weak. How are you feeling?
Right here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can even feel it.
It's a weird contest because your body isn't meant to do this for a long period of time.
No.
Starting to get soft on me.
A little bit. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do for Cocoa Puffs tonight. I got to see. I never know that morning. I don't exactly plan stuff, Twitch.
All right.
Yeah, right here.
We're still going.
If anything, my hand is slipping.
It is?
Like, because I got little hands.
If I don't think about
it. Sweaty.
If I don't think about it, my shoulder's okay. How many minutes has this been? One?
Oh, I don't know. I thought you were doing a timer.
I have a minute 14. I have a minute 14. Now the Double Dare theme is out.
No, I don't even know.
So want to keep going? All right, keep watching in Twitch. We'll come back, tell you who won. Because we're still hoisting. Sum 41, it's K-Rock. I like hearing this in the morning. I like more of this stuff.
Yeah.
Good choice, boss lady. All right, so I won. You guys, if you weren't watching in Twitch there, I did win.
It's still
we did our Stein hoisting competition head-to-head. First one I've won this week. You won the beer pong and you won Flip Cup.
Oh, yeah.
I won Stein hoisting competition.
Holding them steins, bro.
Congratulations, Showbro Matthew. The last two of your phone number is 27.
I'm sorry, Teresa.
Teresa, he failed you.
I'm sorry,
Teresa. He failed you. And you looked up the world record. The world record's like for women, like 6+ minutes.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable to me.
Let me see. Let me see for men, though.
For men, okay. I think it's like 20 minutes. What is it? What'd you see?
21 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know how that freak did that.
You got to be a big old dude, I would imagine, right?
Like, your arm is going to go numb
from
just, like, locking up and holding that muscle in that position. So, I say what? We set the time at 2 minutes for Brewfest, and if you can hold it for longer than 2 minutes, you get an entry.
I would say, because the average is women can typically hold the stein for 1 to 2 minutes, while men last for 3 to 5.
Okay, good. It's just a fun way to get entries. So if you can hoist it for longer than 2 minutes at the Brewfest, you get an entry into the Red Hot Chili Peppers. No purchase necessary.
And do you have your weigh? What's it?
My scale?
Scale.
Yeah. My weigher.
Your weigher? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to weigh it because it says that it's 5 pounds is the thing.
Yeah, that might be close.
I was going to say this might be more.
Full of beer? We'll figure it out. I got the scale in the other room.
Yeah, I want to see because I have a feeling this might be more. This is heavy as hell.
Yeah. Those are heavy.
Yeah.
So this is what we'll be doing at the booth. What? You're doing it again?
I was seeing if I could have done better with my left hand. No, I don't think so.
No, my right hand held it straight out. Hooking up Matthew with some tickets.
Once I was standing here because I had mine, you know, very smartly over the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Once I did this once, the little, like, shake, I went, okay, let's go stand over here.
Yep.
Let's go stand over
here.
So
we'll be ready to grab them if they try to drop. we'll put out a comforter or something.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, come over and see us at the CNY Brewfest. The Wildcat Sports Pub CNY Brewfest presented by the DWI team. Again, Friday night. And all day Saturday at the Horticulture Building, Great New York State Fairgrounds. Now, I love a good jailbreak.
Tonight is gonna be a jailbreak.
And this happened in Virginia. Two Virginia inmates busted out of jail this past week using a toothbrush to dig through their cell wall.
What?
Yeah, right? That's Shawshank style right there.
How did they... I don't even understand. How do you dig through... Was it like a...
They got
like a little, I don't even know, like a concrete brick, and like they did the middle of it, you know what I mean? Like the, not molding, I don't know what the hell that stuff is, the seal or whatever.
Yeah.
How?
Now, they're not that good at being escapees because they immediately went to an IHOP, I'll tell you that.
Oh, I saw that headline. This is these guys?
Yeah.
They escaped?
They somehow got out of the jail, which you know how much I love jailbreaks, and I always want to know how long I could be on the run for if I got out of jail. Like, I know that we can't hunt humans, but I'd like to be hunted at some point, I think. It's neither here nor there. Not even, like, hunted for death.
We don't kink shame.
Thank you. I just want to, like, play a game or to see if the police could find me. I don't know why. It's weird. I get it. But I'm just curious. I'd last longer than these idiots who immediately went to an IHOP.
That's just so dumb.
They were captured 7 miles away from the jail they escaped from after just a couple of hours.
Like, you did it. You did the thing.
Whoa. Yeah, you got out.
You did it. Then you stay in that same area.
Well, you're going to be on the run for the rest of your life.
Well, I mean, just get your ass to Mexico or something, man.
Right? That's what I would do,
just
hypothetically speaking.
Yes, you're going to be on the run and you know, forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
But what you know you don't do is stay in that same little area. You know what I mean? Yeah, I get it. You're going to be on the run forever, but don't stay 7 miles from where you got out of.
Like, is there a video game I could play where I'm on the run? They've made a video game for everything. Is there a video game where I can see how long I can evade the police?
I guarantee you there's things like that. Well, yeah, just go.
And hide in the cabins in the woods.
Oh,
and
stuff like that. I don't know what to say. Just go play GTA.
It is, but I want like an open world, anything goes video game where I'm just on the lam.
Yeah.
There's got to be something.
I don't know.
They created a primitive tool made out of a toothbrush and a metal object to break open their cell wall and access unsecured rebars between the walls. So, like, you know what rebar is, right? It's the little metal things.
Yeah.
They then used the rebar to break a small hole in the wall, and then they climbed through. So the toothbrush got them to the rebar. Rebar got them through the wall.
Wow.
And then
is some shoddy craftsmanship.
Yeah, that ain't the best built thing, I don't think. Yeah, there was shows called, like, Man Tracker and Hunted and all that stuff, right?
Yep.
Oh, in Fortnite, there's a disguise game where you can turn yourself... Oh, they can do that in Call of Duty, too, where you can be a trash can and stuff. You can do that.
Because, I mean, you give me anything. Like, all right, I have this, and now...
Break out of the studio?
Break out of the studio, but not through the windows or anything. I wouldn't know what to do.
I bet I could break out of this studio. No, okay, windows are off the table.
Yeah.
And you're giving me a back scratcher. That's all I can use?
Or whatever you want in here. This is just what I got.
All right. You want me to break out of here right now and tell you how I would do it?
This would be good for digging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know how. How do you do it?
I would find the studs. So you're going to find the studs in these walls. I believe they're metal studs. We're going to go between those.
Okay.
That'll get us. I mean, how much space is between studs? Like 3 feet to an F feet? I don't know what it is, but.
Not a clue.
That'll give me a little spot. That's going to get me into the wall.
Okay.
Now, the wall is unfortunately brick on the outside, but if I got through the outer layer, like this, the sheetrock, got into the wall, I could probably, I don't even need that back scratcher. I could probably kick through the bricks outside.
Look at this guy, he's just going to kick bricks down.
And then escape, I'm out.
You're going to kick bricks off of a building.
I'm gone.
You're like Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah. Yeah. Holy Chaos says, I read a short story about this guy who had a boring life and wanted to do something exciting in order to hitman on himself and basically played the most dangerous game ever. It was a great story. Was it true or made up?
Wow. I could see that being a hilarious movie and a good movie.
Yeah.
Not funny movie.
Yeah, that'd be like...
Both of those seem like it'd be...
Like, that's a Will Ferrell movie where he accidentally hires a hitman for himself and now he's got to go on the run.
Yeah.
Done. Give us $1 million.
Yeah, or the other way, and it's a serious thing.
Yeah. Everyone's picking on me because they're like, Josh, you're terrified of being accused of a crime that you didn't commit if your DNA is on Ancestry.com, but you also want to break out of jail and live on the lam, but you're also terrified of getting secret rabies, but you still want to be hunted. I know. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I am the way I am.
See what I deal with?
I know, right?
This? That's what I go through every day.
Maybe I don't want to play Hunted. Maybe I just want to play a big game of hide and seek. Like the biggest game of hide and seek ever. Could I do that?
Yes. I'm counting.
Yeah, but like, wouldn't that be a fun game? Where instead of like, okay, I shouldn't say this out loud because it's going to happen, but I kind of want it to happen. Instead of like trying to find the medallion, you got to find me.
I like that.
And I'm like hidden in central New York somewhere for a while. And the first person to find me wins a prize.
Oh, email just came in.
What?
Quest to get Gomez.
Oh, damn it. He got it before we did. Damn it.
No, honest to God, that's not the worst idea. It's actually it sounds kind of fun. Like, if we had a whole mess load of people and we're like, guess what? At Josh's son. What? You know, you don't even have to be. It can be a cardboard cutout.
I get bored and go home within a day.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It can be a cardboard cutout.
All right.
And we go. All right, first day, first clue. You won't feel the heat when you're tasting this sweet treat.
I get it.
And they're like, oh, is it an ice cream place? And now people are going to other ice cream places. And they go, oh, no, it's not ice cream. And then, I mean, the next day you come up with a, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Just like the medallion. Just rip them off the same way they do us.
Text line, doesn't Mr. Beast do that where he has a whole bunch of people play hide and seek and whoever's the last one standing wins a bunch of money? I don't got Mr. Beast money.
Is that the TikTok guy?
No, he's a YouTuber, but he's like the biggest YouTuber ever, and he just gives away $1 million for fun.
I think I saw him on the TV.
Yeah, you probably did.
I think he did. Did he do a commercial?
He seems like a nice guy. He has like Mr. Beast Burger and stuff like that.
Oh, is that how he got his money?
Remember that news a couple weeks ago of like this man gave blind like cataract surgery to 1,000 people or whatever? He was that guy.
No, I didn't see that.
Mm-hmm.
How did he get Like, is it mommy daddy money?
No way. He just built an amazing YouTube company.
Oh, really?
He's just phenomenal.
He's a content creator and he just started
small and it got bigger and bigger and now he's just the biggest YouTuber.
That's interesting.
So he can do gigantic videos where, like, he rebuilds Willy Wonka's chocolate factory or
maybe
he does the Squid Games, but in real life.
What was his, like,
his big, like, viral moment?
Yeah.
You'd have to ask somebody else. I don't know.
Gotcha.
I just know that he started small and he actually did the work. He put the work into being a YouTube content creator.
Well, good for him, then.
He's not like one of these BS influencers. I got to give him credit. He did an amazing thing.
Yeah. Because
he's worth so much money now.
Because even I know of him.
Yeah.
I don't know him, but
the other guy that's just unbelievably wealthy and put in the work is this guy Whistling Diesel. I don't know if you ever watch him. He's got great car videos.
No.
And he just keeps going bigger and bigger and bigger.
Oh, no. I don't
because he's
seen
made
him
so much money. And they both just put all this money they're making, they put it into making more content. I'm jealous. They made a lot of money and they deserve it.
But I was going to say, that's the end game is. When you're doing content creating,
just keep putting it back into content, man.
Yeah.
Just give the money away, you know?
That's cool.
You know, it's Beast and Whistling Diesel and all them.
Is he the guy that said that he's not going to have any of it when he dies? Like, he's going to give away all of his money?
He might be one of those. Yeah, see, he did Minecraft videos for 8 years and nobody watched, and they started doing giveaway streams, and there he goes.
Cool.
Yeah. So anyways, I was just talking hide and seek because these guys, they got caught, obviously, if you're just tuning in. Two Virginia inmates used the toothbrush to get to the rebar in the wall, used the rebar to break out of the prison. And instead of, I don't know, getting a goal, like a driver to get them out of town, they went to the IHOP 7 miles down the road.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Were they, you know what I mean? Just walked in all wearing jumpsuits or whatever?
And the cook has to be like, hey,
what are you guys doing?
What are you guys doing back there?
shackles on their legs.
Yeah, they ended up at the IHOP where police arrested them in the early morning hours. Bystanders at the IHOP had noticed that the two inmates and called police. So did they put out like an APB on them?
I bet it was here's a jailbreak.
Yeah.
Also, how, what's the word I'm looking for?
Mm-hmm.
Unaware, like that staff is going to get a talking to.
Who?
The jail staff that didn't notice the giant hole in the wall.
Or maybe they did too late.
That's what I mean.
He had that Rita Hayworth poster over it. He didn't even know he was digging it
this whole
time.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
Yeah. Is that what that was over in
Shawshank? It was a Rita Hayworth poster,
Gotcha.
And he would just chip away at that hole in the wall and they got out.
That's crazy.
Now you got me wanting to, like, break out of a room. Like, I know escape rooms are a thing, but I want to, like...
That's what I'm saying.
Start a business where I build a little room and you got to get out of it.
There's not a chance in hell I could do it. I'm telling you right now.
You could get out of this room.
Nope.
Text line saying that the studs are 16 inches apart and I couldn't fit through 16 inches. I'm not that fat. I could shimmy sideways through.
That's like that.
Yeah, I could get through that.
I could not.
I could get through a couple of studs.
Huh.
I mean, you got a couple of studs here every morning. Let me tell you. I'd like that on the tip of my tongue. Good morning, it's K-Rock. What do you
probably would.
What is it? You said there's Dorito dip?
I got the Cool Ranch one that had just a little kick to it, and then you said you were like, I don't like Cool Ranch. But then I saw they had the nacho cheese one, but it's like a spicy, a little
and
spicy.
And what do I dip in it?
I don't know, whatever
Ruffles
you want.
Ruffles or potato chips
or
anything?
Whatever you want, because it's a Dorito one. But then I bought it, and I was like, yeah, who cares? And then I saw the other day that it was almost $5. I'm like, oh, my God, okay.
Yeah, everything's getting expensive right now.
Special occasion dip. But it was really good. It was a Cool Ranch, like queso almost.
So if I got a tortilla chip and then bought the Dorito dip, I'm just adding a step to Doritos, right?
Well, that was my problem. That's why I was I didn't buy it the first few times I saw it. Because I was like, what do I dip in this? You know what I mean?
You'd have to get like empty tortilla chips.
Well, I did celery.
Oh, hell. Okay.
And that was pretty good. But
okay.
I don't want just celery. I wanted like chips or something to put in it. But it was okay.
Yeah, I've been a big French onion vendor lately myself for dips. It's just the one that my wife keeps getting, the hell of a good French onion.
Yep.
And the Ridge chips. I got the Ridge chips and I eat a lot. It's staggering how much I can put down in just a midday snack.
Because it's good.
So good.
You get going. And then I bought because you guys sold me on the French onion, because I already have a thing of sour cream unopened in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
I just bought one of those packets. I'm going to turn that sour cream into French onion dip.
Do it.
So why not?
Those packets are amazing, man. You can do a lot of magic with them packets.
Dude, I get those packets of random things like that all the time. I love those.
It makes a whole new dinner when you start, like, when you're going through a recipe and it's like, toss a packet of this in there. And you go, okay, I will.
Yeah.
Like last night, I'm making that beef stroganoff. And it's like, I don't know, sprinkle a packet of brown gravy mix in here.
Ooh.
And I go, okay. And I did, and it was incredible.
Good idea.
It was incredible.
Yeah. Nothing like good. Yep.
I long to have the amount of free time that people like this have. I was playing this for Cody earlier. Kyle, thank you for that 38-month sub in Twitch. Appreciate that. Just what? A few minutes, by the way, remaining for that raffle.
Rough.
If you want to win a pair of tickets, you got 14 minutes to enter our raffle in Twitch right now.
Oh, a pair.
Just use exclamation point raffle.
You're giving away like almost $100, if not $100 value,
it's a
value. Bro.
It's a big ticket value right
now. That's not bad.
So jump in our Twitch chat and use exclamation point raffle to enter that. No purchase necessary. Just jump in there and someone's going to win those here in about 14 minutes, actually. Maybe less than that, actually. I think like 10.
Nice.
But I was saying, to have this amount of time to go through and recreate Nirvana's Nevermind album.
Oh, this, yes. Yeah.
Using the Super Mario 64 sound font.
I love that sound, old Nintendo sound, like 8-bit, whatever.
You can find millions of playlists of just 8-bit music.
I just like it.
It's so good.
And when they have it on like a screen.
Yeah. I don't remember the Mario 64 sound font. I just remember was it Mario Paint where you could make like the notes on the...
Oh, you know what? That's what
that game?
That's what I was thinking of when you asked me about that. Because that's what I remember. I don't remember the music maker thing, now that you say that.
Like,
remember,
here is the Smells Like Teen Spirit cover. And I like it.
It just sounds like you're waiting to play a video game.
Yeah.
Fight!
Wow, wow, wow. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Here's...
It just sounds like it's ready to play video
games. Here's In Bloom.
It sounds like levels in a video game, man.
Here's Come As You Are. And just the amount of time that this guy has, because I guarantee you it's a guy. It's not a woman doing this.
No.
It's some dope that looks like me sitting in his house.
I like it. It's
Here's
cool.
Breed.
Fight.
Anyways, I could go through the whole album. If you guys don't know, the Lithium.
It's just so funny.
I love it. Boss level. That's the boss level. I want to hear Something in the Way, because that got popular again because of the Batman.
Yes.
This is the underwater level. This is the baby chasing the dollar bill level.
Oh, man. This is really good.
I love it, man. Just Google Nirvana's Nevermind with SM64 sound font. It's available on YouTube. It's so good.
But you're right, though. The amount...
Of time
it took to do this. I would like to know. I would really like to know.
I know, and I have that amount of time. I'm just not using it as a hobby.
I don't know, man. I don't know if you have that amount of time. I feel like that's and it's using like an N64 controller?
Yeah.
Is that what he's doing? You know what I mean?
He would have went through and selected every single note to be played.
And then you have to hear each note. Yep, that one would work.
That's good. Okay, I like that one. Yeah. That's good.
No, not at all.
I mean, it's like, there's always that point of the day. I've told you guys this. It's usually like 5:30 till 7:30, where I'm at the in-between. Mm-hmm. And that's where a hobby should be sitting. And I got to find a hobby to put there.
Yeah.
Because I've made dinner, I've done dishes, everybody's fed. Kids generally go to the room and they're not going to speak to us the rest of the night. They're out there doing whatever. So then it's like my wife and I are on the couch watching TV, looking at our phones, and I don't start like prepping the next day's show until like 7:30 or 8. So I've got this like 5:30 to 7:30 window where I should be doing a hobby. There should be a hobby in there.
I thought you were going to tinker.
I got to clean the basement before I can tinker, but then I'm going to do my model trains can be in that window.
Yeah.
Hobby time. Hobby time with Josh on WCNY.
I was going to say, and now you just turned it into a thing that you're going to have to do every day live.
Can you do hobby time on Twitch every day?
I need you to go live on Twitch.
Hobby time. No, I want to do, I got a cricket project I want to do. I want to make the shirt that I got to get to.
Yeah, no, that you should do. That's what I think your hobby should be.
What, making merch?
I was going to say, there, then make that and then sell it. Boom, you're cutting out the middleman.
Yeah, but cricket's expensive.
Well,
it's not a good thing.
You got time to learn how to use it properly.
That's true. I do. I've got on my NBC Nightly News or whatever. Who was David Muir? Is he ABC?
I have no idea.
I love my Nightly News.
You do not watch that.
1,000%.
You can't.
Bro, I've given up.
You have to stop watching
There's nothing young about me anymore.
But just, no, I was going to say, just because that's all, it's just going to ruin you. Stop watching all the news.
Oh, the news, yeah, but David Muir puts it into like, here's the things you need to know.
Oh, I know, but the things you need to know are all terrible.
I've had to give up a lot of the local news.
It's all tragedy.
Especially, and I know they're a partner and we love them, but CNY Central has a feature that I've just named You're Gonna Die. It's the 540 segment that they do on the news every night.
What is it?
It's, whatever it is, Megan Coleman will come on my TV at like 540, 545.
Yeah.
Whatever you think you're doing it wrong. New study finds that standing is going to kill you. New study finds sitting is going to kill you.
They're doing the, what's it called?
It's the You're Going to Die segment that I've just billed it as every night.
But it's like that thing that when you can't come up with an interesting segment, they grasp. You know what I mean?
I think it's just one of these national pipe down segments they can pull.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So they're like.
Yep, they can't come up with their own.
They just find anything that you should be worried about for your own personal health. And as a hypochondriac, I have to leave the TV.
Because it'll make people watch because they're like, wait, what?
They'll go, well.
It's terrible. I hate that they do that.
Walking on a treadmill is going to kill you.
Yeah. No, it's a terrible
Eating
thing.
Eating too that, much that, rice that, that, that is going to kill you. It's their You're Dying Right Now segment.
And it's
every night, 5:40.
Completely unnecessary, but it's the only way that.
I'm like, wait, what is going on?
Those. Fakest of the fakes, and that channel is the fakest. You said you're watching CBS.
The amount of times
that I have to
be like, all right, I'm done here. I'm going to step away because it's not good for my brain.
No, they're the fakest, and the news is all tragedies. I'm not even talking any of the. I could give a rat's ass about any of the political stuff. No way am I talking about. Don't watch the news because of each side. Mm-hmm. None of that. I'm saying everything is just about people dying.
Well, we're not supposed to have this much information. I've told you this.
We're not supposed to be fed 24 hours of every tragedy
happening everywhere.
That's what I mean. Yeah,
on the planet,
and that's all they talk about.
So that's what I'm saying is my hobby time should be there. Some watercolors, some knitting, if you will. I've taken up sewing. I've gotten pretty good at sewing.
Yeah, that's true.
Want me to make you a dress?
Yes, make something.
Okay.
You know what? I'm gonna bring you my I got my pair of pants. I'm gonna sew my crotch.
Yeah, bring them. I'll sew them. I love to sew them.
You got that sewing machine?
Just wash them first. I don't want to touch your dirty crotch.
Those are the stripper jeans.
Well, can they be washed and then I'll sew them
for
you?
They have stripper crotch on them now. They're recently washed.
All right, good.
These ones are a new wash. I washed these ones. I first wear from a new wash with these ones.
I'm my Ingles in my house. I'll sew you up. I'll make a fresh loaf of bread for you and sew you right up.
There you go. Maybe do. I did it for a while, and then I stopped because I don't know. I just did. But do some adult coloring.
I don't want to
get any of those.
It's not interest me.
I didn't think it was going to interest me either. But
then you got into it.
Well, no, just because it zaps your anxiety.
Because you have to focus on your. You?
Yeah. That's why I got them. Just because it was like, all right, I'm just going to color this 90 little piece, little thing with a thousand different little colors.
Yeah. No, I like that. I got to find something to put there.
What else? Because, I mean, you have them all. You don't need to find something else. You've got them all.
What?
You can tinker with
I've got everything
things.
I need. I just got to force myself to do it.
Yeah, you got the train set.
Anyways, twitch.tv/KRockCNYC. Chevelle says those actually spark her anxiety.
Oh,
everything
geez.
Is so little.
That's what I'm saying. You got to get all in there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the piano's in the recording studio. We should just play it for a little bit, right?
I mean,
yeah, just play
it. We got this. Do we need it for anything?
Put it at the end of the song, though.
No, we don't. Okay. Does it fit? No.
No, but and do it for a while.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do it for a while.
Is it going to lead into...
No.
Because I've listened. I don't know.
Does it lead into the next song?
No. That's what I assumed, being the nerds that we are.
Yeah, that it would go into the next song on the CD.
Yeah, like how Oasis Man, the little does people know that the start of Champagne Supernova with the waterfalls is at the end of whatever song is before and it flows in.
Yeah, that's what they used to do in music till you kids got 2 minute hits. Every song's 2 minutes now.
Come on, what do you think you are, Blur?
I
song
know.
Two?
I sound like the oldest of olds, and I don't care. You kids don't get to enjoy the soundscape that a CD or a record would take you on.
I agree, man.
Where they would blend songs together.
It is. Having CDs like that. Remember getting a new CD that you're all excited for?
You always check track 7 because that's usually the best song on there.
Oh, it's the best. Just love it. I miss those days.
Was Champagne Supernova, was that, I'm going to see what it's out of now. Was it You Know What I Mean or something like that?
No, I forget because it's, is it, oh man, I feel like it's like a weird one. I know it's not Don't Look Back in Anger.
All right, hold on a second.
That's in two, and then, or two or three, you don't look back, and then it's, I can't even remember. It's going to bother me because I know we know it, obviously. But let's just talk about him for a second. Champagne Supernova. Oh. Well, so.
It's the Swans, the Swamp Song version 2?
Oh, because it's, no, if you play it, how long
is it?
Is it
clean? Can I play it?
It's like 30 seconds,
that's
it, because in the middle, remember, that's what they would do. They would have like that.
Is he swearing it?
No, I don't think so.
I'll have the dump button.
It's just like this.
Yeah. Would they used to just put this on CDs?
Little, yeah, be a little Michael Jackson in here. It sounds like
they're scanning the radio.
Yeah.
And then here you go.
And then a little more. Another Oasis song I'd like to hear. God, I love this.
And then,
and it just,
this little interstitial thing becomes. Yep. No, it doesn't. Here we go.
Oh my God, I love it.
Oopie, turn it up. Oopie loves Oasis. Oh, he loves it.
He's
loves
here.
Loves it.
He's here.
I like when songs blend together, man. I do.
Not that it's not every day, but it might be an Oasis day.
It might be an Oasis day, bud. Every day's an Oasis day.
Yup.
So, as you know, the Wildcat Sports Pub CMY Brewfest presented by the DWI team is happening this Saturday over at the New York State Fairgrounds Horticulture Building. Get your tickets now while they last, because they are not going to last long. Congratulations to showgirl Andy.
She did it.
She won our Twitch raffle for those tickets. We'll have her one more pair to give away tomorrow. And then you'll be there. Two sessions. If you want the extended session, and which one of you don't, noon to 4, and then again 5 to 9. Of course, if you don't want extended, it's 1 to 4 or 6 to 9. 69. Got him. With VIP options Friday night. Beers you're not going to get on Saturday. So, depending on how much of a beer nerd you are, get over to one of our locations and buy those tickets.
You gotta just quick hit. Any one of those Oopie
Woods. Oopie just got back?
They missed it. Oopie, we can't.
Oopie just got back?
We can't have you missing.
There you go, Oop. There it is.
There you go.
He was missing Oasis. We were talking about how Oasis blend songs together.
How about some drums?
Slip inside the eye of your mind.
By the way, we haven't played it in a while. Oasis only has one stink, one song without the stink on it.
But they've got one?
Of course, they've got Wonderwall. Wonderwall doesn't have the stank on it? Wonderwall has over 1 billion plays.
Oh, my God. Anyway. That's crazy.
Yeah, 1.6 billion plays for Wonderwall. So they do not have Hoobastank's The Reason on it. All their other songs, they got the stank on them. Rightfully so.
That's hilarious,
rightfully
man.
So.
Wait, Ben Reilly doesn't like Oasis either?
Oh, wow. Well, Don't Look Back in Anger is very close. It's got
really?
It's got 666,000 plays.
Damn.
And then it drops off.
Did you see, do you follow?
Who?
Crazy Pants on Twitter?
I've disengaged with social media. Why? What's he doing?
He tweeted something out.
Uh-oh, what?
That it was like, well, he calls his brother a potato.
Uh-huh.
And he said that he's done, his brother's done a good amount of damage to the Oasis name and brand. So, if there's ever going to be something, they have to, you know, figure that out. But you never know. So, it was kind of like a...
Saying we might get that together?
Are you saying that he's just got to do what he always does and be like, okay, Liam, yeah, I was wrong. You were right. Fine. Whatever.
That'd be the...
And then they can be Oasis again?
Would that be the biggest tour?
Dude,
I don't think it'd be bigger than like a Taylor Swift,
no.
But I think it'd be big.
No, but all jokes aside with, you know, how much we like Oasis, if they did, I don't know if they would come here to America, but over there,
they'd kill
that
it.
Would be yeah. one of the bigger deals of the last however many yeah. years in the music world.
They'd sell out Wembley a few nights and all that.
Oh,
yeah,
God,
that'd be huge,
yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if they'd come here.
How do they come here?
I don't know.
High Flying Birds is as close as we're going to get out at SPAC.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When's that? July something?
Something. It's coming up. Mm. Well, a new beer is available, as long as we're talking CNY Brewfest, in Germany. So you remember Senka? Remember how, like, you take the Senka and you pour, just put the powder in the water and you mix it up and then suddenly you got coffee?
Oh, yes, that's what it is. Okay, I was
well,
like, why does that sound familiar?
Have powdered beer now.
Ew.
It is not the first time someone has made powder beer.
Is it alcoholic?
Apparently, it's carbonated and supposedly tastes just like regular beer. Now, this one that they've released is non-alcoholic, but a boozy version is available in the next few months. And they'll be selling it globally.
No.
They say it's cheaper and easier to transport powdered beer, so there's a much smaller carbon footprint.
What?
I don't know if I really have ever thought about my beer's carbon footprint.
Yeah.
I mean, I can get local beer.
Yeah, that's not a... No, that's a stretch.
I don't know if I need it made in like a...
That doesn't make... Yeah, that's a weird...
Yeah, and people are going to be snorting this. Exactly right, BC. Yeah, like, they're going to snort this beer powder.
No, you don't need... Not everything needs to be...
Low carbon footprint?
Like, oh, our carbon...
For the environment?
Oh, no, our carbon footprint. Especially in Germany.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you guys got a lot more beer over there. You probably don't...
You don't need a powdered...
The one company making the powdered beer. No, our carbon footprint. Great.
Then if I get enough of this and dump it in a swimming pool, is that all beer now? Did I just hit, like, throw the biggest rager of all time if I just filled a hot tub with beer powder?
Right, if you just got a ton of them and just started ripping them open and throwing them into, like, a pool?
Yeah, and, like, the hot tub is just, like, fill it with ice and this beer powder and I got the biggest rager ever?
That's not a bad idea.
Like, did I just encourage binge drinking? I don't know.
Well, not for
you gotta
just...
Gotta get the powder first.
Yeah, get the powder. It's not just for you.
No,
anyway.
It's for everybody.
Everybody.
Grab the ladle. It's the old beer ball style, you know? Grab a ladle, do a little thing. Tonight, Cocoa Puffs, live on our Twitch channel, 8 p.m. It is our full-on cannabis broadcast, presented by East Coast Emeralds, Paper and Leaf Hemp Company, Cannabis315.com, and Sharif's World of Fashion. All of that on display tonight, because we can't tell you about it on the radio.
Oh, we can, and we're going to talk right
now. Is that going to interfere with any of your shooty hoops tonight?
It'll be on the same time.
But UCLA's after you're done with Cocoa Puffs?
Yeah. So
gotcha.
We'll have like a... I don't want to test it because I always turn my TV off. Everything's
true.
Off because of the internet. If
true.
More things using the web.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have a little watch party.
True.
You'll stare at me and I'll be doing this. It'll be this all day.
Yeah, you just looking off to the... What is it?
Yeah, and then...
Yeah, because you're baked, but also sports
this.
Is on. So
No, it's
what
fine.
Is it, huh?